Hello, you're listening to A Complete Abridged Record Collection, episode 35. Song by a LA group called Attila, and the song was called Please Don't Say It. In case you couldn't make it out there under that highly disguised affected voice there, I think they are supposed to be a goth reggae band. I really don't know, but this came out on their own individual records, the first LP, 1985. And of course, where else would you find a gem like this in Los Angeles for none other than $1.85? That would have to be the Record Surplus on Pico, greatest record store in LA, ladies and gentlemen, my favorite record store in the world. And I bought this a couple years ago on one of my many trips to that store. That's just a place I love to go. What can I say? Because you find things like this next one, which I bought in the same trip, Moby Grape's first album. I don't know which pressing it is of the album. I'm trying to find out, but it's basically still, I bought it still in the shrink wrap, and I didn't pay very much for it because I don't ever pay very much for records. Well, if I did, I would talk about it on this show, because this is the show where I explain my life and how it relates to the records I bought. And every now and then I get a little emotional, and usually that's because it's an expensive record. But right now, no, we're in the junk. The $1.85 Attila record and the probably a few dollars for this Moby Grape record from 1966, their self-titled album featuring the song 805. I really don't know much about it, except for I think it fetches, can fetch some money if you sell it to the right person. Is this an original pressing in mint condition? I don't know. I probably never will know. Maybe I will never care, but I will remember that Record Surplus has allowed me to explore my love of mid-60s pop music, like this great track, Moby Grape.
Hey, 805. guess you're leaving soon. I can't go on without you. It's useless to try to love you so good.
Julia.
Unless chance finds us face to face again, this is the last to live from me. I spent this Sunday, long afternoon, freezing at my friend's house by the sea.
It seems I have no other lines.
you recognize that voice? Do you recognize that guitar solo? That is Tom Verlaine from Television, one of his solo records. This one called Flashlight. And did I say Flashlight? Yeah. This one particular song there called The Scientist Writes a Letter. I don't know what Tom Verlaine. What more can I say about the guy? Those television records, amazing. I don't know about this solo record. He's shredding on guitar, but other than that, I don't know. Another junk store pickup there. I think I got that from the swap meet. Now I know what you're saying. You're saying why do you buy all these shitty records from the swap meet? From the thrift store, from the dollar bins. Why? Well, sometimes, you take chances, like Tom Verlaine, you love Television. Maybe his solo stuff's even better. You never know, right? And sometimes you come across stuff that is really amazing, like this next mini LP from 1983 on the Rough Trade label. The band was called Weekend, and it was members of Young Marble Giants. And pretty much credited as the band that departed from the post-punk sound, you know, that brought in the other, that added the other. And here is a little piece of that, the other. It's a song called Weekend Off, and... You know, I never would have even read about these guys had it not been for me stumbling into a huge amount of British records at the swap meet one Saturday morning, and covered this pretty heavily in episode 34. Now in episode 35, you know, the adjacent batch of records, there's still a bunch of these records to go through. Just some guy, maybe a British music enthusiast from the 80s, maybe a guy from England, sold his records, died, gave his records away, who knows. And I came across a bunch of them, and this is one of them that I've thoroughly enjoyed Weekend with, Weekend Off.
baby, pour pointer, c'est tout qu'on a.
Give me a bunny.
To be a female body inspector.
Everybody say,
give me a body.
A theme song of sorts from the legendary Warner Brothers Records band Female Body Inspector. And by legendary, I mean you've probably never heard of them, neither have I. But it's the B-side, Oh No, FBI, from their The Girl Pulled a Dog single. And that was a gift. Yeah, that was a gift to me. What do gifts say about us? How people perceive us, perhaps. And yet here I am exploring how I perceive myself. And before that, we listened to a record, really interesting, awesome Rough Trade record by a band called The Weeknd. Or not The Weeknd, just Weeknd. Post-punk, Without the Darkness. Oh, Bring in the Light, the jazz. And, you know, that's when you get bands like Bell and Sebastian from. Yeah, you don't want to admit it, but it's true. 1983. Very great record there. Well, coming up next, we have something a little earlier. The Split Enz. from their album The Beginning of the Ends, a song called Malmesbury Villa, a record that was also sort of me just dabbling in the early 70s, just dabbling. And I'd say successfully. Judge for yourself. This is their first record on the Mushroom label. New Zealand, I think. Are they from Australia or New Zealand? I don't really know, but that's the internet can tell you that. What the internet can't tell you is that this record has been mixed in with the Novelty Dance Female Body Inspector records. So what does that say about how seriously I took it as a purchase?
May I look into your eyes, sir? I see you just like a real one. May I look into your head, sir? I see you wish you were dead, sir. Dead is certain of watching out. May I look above the clouds, sir? Clouds, sir, or is that just for the birds? May I play with your words, sir? Words, sir, words, surprise, you're not amazed. Spend all daylight on my back.
This is here, sir. May I make up my face, sir? Just like a clown, surprised I look just like a girl. Now I see what you mean, sir. You're mean, sir, so mean, sir. So meanwhile, spend all daylight on my back.
Pull the path. fucking win. The rest tells you we're wrong and it's over. She's turned on when you hit her. Your host tries to say that it's not your fault. Who gave it some pills and she laughing at you? You can say that again. No, but you can't fucking win. You can lie to yourself when it's over.
Well, there's a song by a San Diego band, Tender Buttons, and I think one of the first shows I ever went to in San Diego was that band. And members of that kind of gothy dance band, who are they? What were they called? I've forgotten already. Well, there you go. That's about sums it up for you. But I do remember seeing Tender Buttons play a house show, one of the first shows I went to in San Diego in 2005, and bought this record there. They did a really great version of Brazil, and it was a pretty memorable little experience. It was encouraging, to say the least. But the record, I don't know how you felt, how you thought about that, but I didn't really think it was that great. Just an EP, four or five songs, and nothing really turned my crank. That's why I kind of ended up, only a couple records away from Female Body Inspector. Well, coming up next here, some more records to support my discussion of the ever-important step between post-punk and the pop that people loved so dearly in the mid-90s until today, currently. Yes, you know who I'm talking about. The orchestral pop from England, the UK. It's Everything But the Girl and their album Eden, presumably bought at the same time as that Weekend record we just listened to. This is a song called Bittersweet from, I can't tell you which year, but, oh, I don't know. Shortly after Weekend, let's just say. And on the Blanco y Negro record label, Everything But the Girl.
Don't talk to me in that familiar way when the keys are in my hand. Don't say that everything is here to stay, and I must try to understand. When I'm trying not to look into your eyes, trying not to listen to your lies, trying just to keep hold of myself. Oh, but it's hard when you leave me on the shelf. Say I set a path for you to follow, and I've already given in. But I only meant for you to taste, not swallow. Where I end is where you must begin. And trying not to look into their eyes, trying not to listen to their. This world thing that's a compliment. Don't be so full of sentiments. Why worship sweetness? What virtue's there in weakness? Being pushed about is nothing much to shout about. I know. So try not to look into their eyes. Try not to listen to their. Try
the chills there with a great little song called Rolling Moons on their Creation Records album called Kaleidoscope World. Yeah, college music, so I got to talk about it like I'm on college radio. Yeah, that was good. Let me do some of this. Adjust the microphone here, make us a little more comfortable in this college studio. Man, yeah, excellent New Zealand pop there. Informed. Man, we're playing some good records that informed much more popular movements. And there's one of them. Man, incredible record. Incredible record, incredible song. What can I say? Well, from the sublime to the ridiculous. Now, this is a guy called Anthony Phillips, a record I bought because it was on a label I'd never heard of, had a crazy cover, sounded kind of bizarre. One side, isn't it? It's just one song with different movements, you know? So I thought it would be cool. Well, I was pretty wrong. This guy's called Anthony Phillips. He even had some records on Virgin, major label records, and I guess he was just sort of, you know, you wonder how basically soft rock and elevator music comes about, and it's not all a joke. People take it seriously. It is their soul. They put their soul into that music. So, yeah, I guess that's what this is. Thank you.
imagination concealing the pain.
How will the race survive when passion has been denied? Disorder has surely thrived, creating the gurus who lead you astray. Infatuation has no place today. Don't say that tomorrow, can't wait.
This is where we are, folks. We're in the records that are children singing on them. Yeah. Boy, oh boy. This is, or that was, the record called Just for Fun with Ursula and the Delmar Hills Nursery School Children. A little song called Kookaburra in there. Personal favorite of mine. Not a terrible record. Not the best. But I have a small collection of school records. I usually try and get school records that have rock songs on them. But, you know, that's a collection I've been building over the years, many years. And there was one try at that. Before that, we listened to a band called Stack Ridge, a song called Pinafore Days. And, you know, a mellow, mildly orchestrated, a little acoustic guitar, you know, but had soul. Somehow it had soul. And it's British contemporary Anthony Phillips in his album Private Parts and Pieces 2. No Soul. And keep in mind, that song that I played there by Anthony Phillips was the least offensive. Like, there's synth soundscape tracks on there. There's some really horrible stuff, so... yeah. How did that end up in my record collection? And why is it going to stay? It'll remind me forever of 2006, 2005, the years I spent buying crappy records from Kobe Swap Meet. Because that's where most of these are from. This next one, though, possibly an exception. Although, I seem to remember, same time, maybe it's from a thrift store or something. A good find. A steady, reliable, good thing. The Bro Bummels. The Bo Brummels and their first album, Introducing. A little song on the B-side here. Called Stick Like Glue. Stick Like Glue. And, you know, if there's ever a constant in my life, it's music like that. Great little find there, from the mid-60s. And, of course, to close out here, episode 35 of a complete record collection, a complete abridged record collection, the radio show where I play one song from every record in my record collection. Yes, Journey of Self-Discovery. Here is another constant in my life. This is Béla Bartók's Piano Concerto No. 1, played by Sándor, a guy with only one name. Episode 35, concluding.
Thank you. Thank you.